What has happened since the launch of our SCORE growth strategy? How far have we come with our multi-channel wholesale transformation? And what challenges do we now have to overcome? That's what you will learn in this episode, in which I talk to one of the masterminds behind SCORE about successes, hurdles, and the next big milestones. Let's go.
Let's go.
4 years of SCORE, that's nothing less than a comprehensive transformation of Metro, countless projects, lots of key figures, and above all, real changes in our countries. But what's behind it all when you take a closer look? Today, I'm talking to someone who has been involved from the very beginning and plays a key role in shaping our strategy. So you will not only learn about the current situation, but also gain an insight into the engine room of our SCORE strategy here at More Podcast Wholesale to the Max. Welcome back to More Podcast, dear colleagues, your go-to source for everything that you need to know about our SCORE strategy and the transformation of Metro. I am Bernd Reuter from Global Internal Communications at Metro AG and responsible for this podcast. My guest today is a true Metro veteran and long-standing strategist at Metro AG and one of the masterminds behind SCORE. He helped to launch the strategy and continues to support the countries in implementing SCORE and other projects. Hello and welcome to my podcast, to our Vice President Strategy, Peter Engberding.
Hello, Bernd. Nice to be here.
Great to have you here, Peter. SCORE has changed our company significantly, and in your role, you are someone who has always a very good overview of the transformation at Metro. Looking back on the last few years and the implementation of SCORE, which positive changes have surprised you the most?
Thank you, Bernd. Actually, I have to admit, if I look back over the last 3 years, there is not only one element which stands out for me. I'm absolutely convinced that SCORE is the right strategy for Metro, which will, if executed well, and I have no doubt about it, that we will do it, ensures a prosperous future for our Metro wholesale model. But if I have to name one thing, then I would emphasize that we have achieved with SCORE, since we defined it or designed it, that we have a strong consistency in the strategy. So there were no back and forth discussions. And in general, even when we designed SCORE, there was hardly any discussion about SCORE and the strategy itself.
And maybe we will discuss later regarding this consistency. And yeah, we're also curious to hear about the other positive developments you will tell us about. In this episode, we will discuss the status of the SCORE implementation and also have a look on our most important strategic priorities and the activities in the countries. And as always, we have our fundamentals questionnaire and at the end, Peter's sound souvenir. But first, I'd like to start with your assessment, Peter, of the significance of SCORE for Metro, because you've already seen several strategy changes at Metro. How much has Metro changed in the past 5 to 4 years?
So Metro has changed in a way that we have achieved much, much more focus thanks to SCORE, because we have the strong focus starting from the customer groups that we consider as strategic, which I think is quite important, as many of our markets that we are acting in are getting increasingly mature and developed, and with that our customers, and therefore we need to simplify even from that perspective by having the strong focus on those segments that we consider strategic. On the other hand, what I consider really, really positive is that we have a growth attitude again, which was probably previously, even looking back from with the legacy of Metro AG from the conglomerate, where it was a decade about more becoming smaller and by divesting from sales divisions which were not considered strategic. But now with SCORE, we are back on a growth track, and that is substantiated in a very strong growth ambition that we have put on the table and that we want to achieve. And another element that is probably not always that visible at the moment, but we will become much, much more efficient. And I think we are now in that state that we have the right attitude to understand we also need to become more efficient. Mm-hmm. That would be my perspective on this element.
Yeah. So focus, growth ambition, and more efficiency are for you the main impacts of our SCORE strategy. What has been at the heart from the very beginning of SCORE are also the basic considerations of how SCORE will transform Metro and lead it into a successful future. These include focus on wholesale, strengthening the multi-channel approach and the corresponding conversion of the stores into multi-channel fulfillment centers, as well as developing new business areas. And let's take a closer look at these points to get a better understanding of the focus on wholesale. Peter, from your perspective, what are the core elements here?
So, like you said, we have put together four levers that define or describe SCORE. Also, within our country portfolio that we have, which is large, and we have different customer groups which have a different emphasis in the different countries due to the market environment. But the framework is flexible enough that it builds somehow a home for everyone. Everyone can find his place, regardless if the focus is stronger on HoReCa or on Trader. And what is now important is that within this framework, we really develop that wholesale proposition, which is at the core of the strategy. And that is, on the one hand, we need to develop the right understanding of not only what our customers buy, but even how they buy, because that is very different. And then building from that, we can design our assortment, that we then know what is the deepness, the broadness of the assortment, what categories do we have, and then it goes down to the single product. And also understanding then what do they expect in terms of pricing, for instance. Yeah, it's very important. Price always matters, but there are always different price principles that are more or less relevant depending on the customer, even subsegment. And therefore, it is really necessary to understand how they buy, and that is mirrored in our business model. And therefore, the wholesale proposition is at the very heart, at the very key item that we need to fulfill on first, that we have a true wholesale model established.
We both remember the days when cash and carry was all that mattered here at Metro. How important was the step of breaking this rigid principle of the brick and mortar business?
So it's very important to break that and to be more open to serve additional channels. So first of all, I would like to mention and reconfirm that the cash and carry model is really a fantastic business model, because it offers for our customers the biggest and the highest flexibility. Yeah, and that is even crisis proven, I would say, because we recognized when there were the COVID phases that the cash and carry model was really appropriate to the needs of the customers, that they could buy what they need whenever they need it and whenever they could afford it as well. But the cash and carry model is more than 60 years old. And we also have to acknowledge that markets and the behavior of our customers had been moving forward, and even the delivery channel, which is notably in HoReCa already always very important, has even increased its importance. And approximately 60 to 70% of the HoReCa markets are served through delivery. So, and it's a revenue pool and profit pool that is very difficult to ignore, even if you want to grow like we want to grow. So therefore, it's very important that we address that channel and get more relevant for our customers by offering also delivery. And what we did in the past, and when we started already 10 years ago by buying or acquiring delivery specialist companies, not only to buy the sales, but also to buy the know-how that we then can multiply within our group and gather that learnings and from there already before starting from zero and have to learn everything by our own. And when we talk multi-channel, it's not only about store and delivery, it's also about the digital channel. That is, of course, compromising as well Metro Markets, where we are selling with our marketplace online predominantly non-food goods, but then also think about the communication with our customers through digital tools that we have for ordering next to the Salesforce, which we of course have, but that is very, really important. And on the other hand, also providing digital solutions like with the Dish solution that we have, in that case, notably for HoReCa customers, which is also part for me of the multi-channel approach that we have. It's worth mentioning that the combination of all those channels that we are serving creates the multi-channel experience for our customers.
Yeah. You mentioned the digital business as a relatively new sales channel, so to speak. However, the main driver of our growth is the delivery business. And this requires also the restructuring of our stores as part of our network optimization. Is this a costly but necessary measure in your view?
Yes, it's absolutely necessary because, as you said, from our legacy, where we are coming from, we had more or less only cash and carry stores, so mono channel. And to achieve our growth targets, we need, of course, to have the resources that we can also do the delivery business as we want to do to achieve our goals there. And that's what we need to add. But we can think about adding only depots, which we also do, but we understood that it's most efficient for us and the quickest way if we even add in our locations to the existing part of the cash and carry, also the delivery opportunity. That for us is a very efficient approach, and it's even not that expensive, as you mentioned, as it would be if we would place redundant square meters only for delivery. So with that, we can utilize what we already have, the assets, in the best way possible from our conviction.
The fourth pillar of SCORE is the development and expansion of new business areas such as Dish or Trader Franchise. What are your thoughts on this?
So for the new businesses, that is also quite important because, as said, the markets and the market environment is constantly changing. It's not standing still. And that fourth lever is also giving us the opportunity to envision a little bit what is required in the future. And to address even, to give that example, today, customer segments which we are not that much addressing, but which are gaining in the market much, much more important, for instance, like institutional or chained HoReCa, we need to develop other capabilities which we do not have and need appropriate models for them. Because with the existing cash on carry model coming from there, that is not appropriate to do business with them. And also in the trader environment, we recognize, of course, there is a chainification. Independents who were predominantly making up the market are increasingly crowded out by convenience store chains. So it's even necessary that we offer solutions like that in order to offer our independent customers a safe harbor for the future, so to say, that they are able to compete with those chains by switching to our under our umbrellas, which we have in several Eastern European countries. So, and with that, the new business is always a very important path towards what is required in the future. And even while you are mentioning Dish, which is on the one hand within our multi-channel pillar considered, but even there on the other hand, we will see that there will be a next generation of HoReCa, for instance. And while the current generation is probably not always as digital as they could be, for sure the next generation will be. Yeah, the next generation will require digital tools, and therefore it's even necessary that we already develop that because that will be in the future, to our conviction, also a big differentiator.
Okay, Peter. Yeah, so far your thoughts about the most relevant SCORE principles. And now we come to what our SCORE strategy is based on our Metro fundamentals. These are the emotional and inspirational principles that guide us in everything we do. And I'm now very curious to hear how you, Peter, as a seasoned SCORE helmsman, incorporate our fundamentals into your daily life and what they mean to you personally. So I will ask you 5 questions about our values. They're always the same. And you will briefly describe your thoughts on them, okay?
Yeah.
Then let's get started. Peter, which of the 5 fundamentals is your favorite one?
So actually, they are combined as a whole. And I think they are all very perfectly geared to our strategy. But if I would have to choose one, then it would be Wer will, der kann.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah, because it is, for me, so necessary that we are bold enough and daring enough to try new things and even to bring us out of our comfort zone, which doesn't feel good for many people, but it's just, you need to be convinced to do so, or if you are convinced, it's even easier to do so. And it's always, there's so much opportunity, we just need to try. And then I think most things will become and can become a success for us.
Yeah. And making things easier leads us directly to the next question. Where in your working environment do you think simplification is most needed?
I have a little bit of pleasure here, or the advantage here, that my working environment is very creative and we can design many approaches that we are doing because they are project related by ourselves. And therefore, we of course always try to do everything as simple as possible right from the start. So we have this advantage that we can create our environment and are not that much forced into processes like others. And therefore, we do not have to deal everywhere with the complexity that is given to us.
Yeah, but nevertheless, what would you like to abolish because it had no impact so far?
Yeah, there are a couple of administrative processes where I for sure would say, okay, if I could avoid them, that would be, of course, very, very good and very preferred to have more room for other things because that are probably processes which are corporate must, but from in my perspective, do not add any value for our customers. That is something which I would, of course, would want to abolish, although knowing that it's not everything possible, but there I would prefer if you get rid of a lot of things. It's probably like discussions that you even have in public about all the administrational stuff and administrational burdens. And I think which we have in public life, that is also somehow true for our company life. And sometimes they are even depending on each other or triggered by each other.
How do you create an open working environment where your colleagues can bring our fundamentals to life?
For us, it is, as said, we are doing a lot of individual projects. And with that, we always give flexibility or often have the flexibility that people can bring in their own thoughts and have the creativity to test something, bring new concepts on paper, developing something. And I think creativity is always a key driver to bring the fundamentals to life.
Which three words best describe One Metro to you?
Well, that's a tricky question because the one already comprises a lot. And but if I would have to come up with three words which come into my mind, it would be commonality. The second would be collectiveness. And the third one would be, for me, solidarity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, Peter, all right. Now we've got an idea what's important to you about our fundamentals and how you deal with them in your daily work. And later on, we want to find out what else is important to you personally, be it at work or maybe also in your private life with your sound souvenir, what it is and what it means for you. We'll find out towards the end of this episode. Peter, as already mentioned, you were involved in the development of SCORE from the very beginning. When you look back on that time, 4 or 5 years ago, what basic ideas of philosophy from the early days of SCORE continue to play a decisive role today?
So today it is still decisive for me is keeping the focus consistently on our wholesale model and the strategic customers, HoReCa and Trader. That hasn't changed. And keeping the focus is very helpful for us to keep this efficient model, wholesale model that we want to create thanks to SCORE to make that possible. That is a key enabler for that.
The success of SCORE is also defined by the KPIs that the management board and also we in communication report about on a regular basis. Imagine you had a SCORE dashboard on your smartphone. Which key figure would you like to receive as a push notification every morning?
Yeah, I think KPIs play a very important role to steer the SCORE process and to see where we are standing. There's always a combination of different KPIs that you would take for different purposes. For me at the moment, while sales it was probably in the beginning, for me at the moment, I would like to see productivity KPIs. everything that's related to productivity, because we are now at that point where we even need to understand how we continue in improving our productivity. That would be now the most important one.
Mm-hmm. And for these figures and the achievement of the related targets, are our metro and macro countries responsible? That is where SCORE is being implemented and where great results have already been achieved. In your opinion, what are now the most important projects in the further implementation of SCORE in the metro and macro countries?
Yeah, for me, looking at SCORE now, it is less about the single projects in single countries. Because the countries, they laid already the foundation for SCORE in the first years, because that is then necessary. And now it's more about establishing our model consistently across all our countries and companies, which is then also including, of course, headquarters, to fully leverage the scale of the group.
And where do you see the biggest difficulties or main challenges to push SCORE forward?
The main challenges are that we previously had an operating model which we probably interpreted it in a way that there was too much freedom given to the countries, and we overemphasized even being distinct and not commonalities. More distinctiveness and individualism was probably more put forward because it was asked for, also to explain why that happened. And now, of course, it is then, when you want to deploy a model that is required by SCORE, it feels that you take away some flexibility and freedom for self-development. And that is, of course, then not what you, if you have that freedom, want to give up on. And I think that is, of course, something where we need to be where we need to be sensitive and cautious to manage that in the best way, that it's probably understood and broadcasted while we are doing it. And that is, in my view, still a challenge that we need to master.
And to conclude, Peter, if you could improve one thing in the implementation of SCORE at a stroke, what would it be?
Yeah, that's also a very good question, because I think that's also not only one thing that comes into my mind. In a company that has a legacy that we have, and you also mentioned we have a lot of, like you and I, we have also some time that we are with the company.
Yeah.
You have experienced a lot of things. And I think we need to overcome still that there is a belief that things that have been successful in the past, on the one hand, will be endlessly successful.
Hmm.
That is also when we think about certain customer groups that we addressed in the past. And on the other hand, the conviction that things that were done wrong in the past will fail even if we do them right.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be some things which I would like to have the reset button to get rid of that.
Dear colleagues, the Big Fresh, Metro's year of Ultra Fresh, has begun. Freshness is our heartbeat. Fish, meat, fruit and vegetables, everything our gastronomy customers want and value. And now we are going one step further together. The Big Fresh is more than just a campaign, it's a movement, it's a mindset, and we are making it tangible everywhere at Metro and Macro. Our goal? An additional 300 million euros in the UltraFresh assortments. And we can only achieve this together as one Metro. To this end, there are new training courses, best practice stories, powerful tools, a recognition program, and an unforgettable incentive trip for the best Ultra Fresh performers. So, sell fresh and win big. Make the Big Fresh visible. Bring your ideas, energy, and pride to the table. Together, we transform products into experiences and experiences into growth. You can find all the information and updates on the Big Fresh on United. Just click on the link in the show notes of this episode. Peter, and that brings us to the final part of every more podcast episode, the sound souvenir from my guest.
Okay.
In each episode, they share a sound that's special to them, a sound that they link to a certain emotion and that makes them feel inspired or motivated. And Peter, we are all waiting to hear. So, what sound did you bring?
Yeah, okay. Bernd, you give me a second.
Okay, yeah. I can't hear anything, so.
Yeah.
That's your sound souvenir.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the sound of silence.
The sound of silence. Okay, yeah. Why the sound of silence?
Yeah, because if everything works very well, then you don't hear any noise, any complaints. And for me, it stands something for a seamless implementation of Score.
Okay, yeah. And maybe also for you personally. So are you someone who likes the silence?
Yeah, sometimes, of course, I really like the silence. We are living in the city. We have a lot of noise pollution around us. And I think it's sometimes and really nice if you can go into a forest, which we have the pleasure here around the headquarters and the campus, and you really can breathe even the silence.
Yeah, and this is also something where you get your power updated, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the silences around you then opens up your mind for even hearing something which you overhear and otherwise. So for me, yeah, it's inspiring as well.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Silence or avoiding any sound is what inspires you and what you are longing for. And I think it's certainly a good source of inspiration for all of us these days. Peter, thank you very much for sharing it with us.
Yeah, very welcome.
Or not sharing it, so to speak. Okay. Yeah, and that wraps up today's episode of More Podcasts. A big thank you to you, Peter, for the great overview on the status of Score and the transformation of Metro. We've certainly learned a lot about that.
Or refreshed.
Yes.
A lot of it, because exactly. We are consistent with our strategy.
Yes. All the best to you, Peter.
Thank you very much, Bernd. It was a pleasure.
And to all our colleagues listening, thank you very much for joining us. If you have any topic requests or feedback on this podcast, feel free to email me or message me on Teams. Above all, don't forget to subscribe to More Podcasts on your favorite podcast platform, catch up on all past episodes, and recommend More Podcasts to all your colleagues. I'm looking forward to the next episode. Bye-bye and take care.